From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Citigroup has agreed to pay $2.6 billion to settle a class action suit over its role in the WorldCom fraud. The financial services giant was targeted in part because of bullish reports published by one of its subsidiaries about WorldCom. Those reports came as WorldCom was on the verge of collapse. Citigroup insisted today that it did nothing wrong, but didn't want the expense and risk of a jury trial. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
After WorldCom declared bankruptcy and its auditing firm Arthur Andersen collapsed, disgruntled WorldCom shareholders sued the company's banks. One of the banks they targeted was Citigroup. Certainly, Citigroup had a lot to answer for. Its Solomon Smith Barney unit was the lead underwriter of some of WorldCom's bonds. In addition, Solomon's controversial former analyst Jack Grubman was an early booster of WorldCom's stock. Lynn Lopucky is a professor of law at UCLA.
Barney Ebbers and WorldCom could not have done this $100 billion fraud by themselves. They needed to have the names of American corporate icons associated with them. And Citigroup provided that.
Today, Citigroup said it would pay $2.6 billion to settle a class action suit arising from the scandal. It will go to the many institutional investors and individuals who bought WorldCom stock and bonds during a three-year period ending in June 2002. New York Comptroller Alan Hevesy, who presides over a large state pension fund, was the lead plaintiff in the suit.
This is the first time in history that we've had such a settlement from a third party, that the actual issuer of the bonds and stocks, the securities, the WorldCom case, is not part of the settlement because they've gone bankrupt.
Hevesy praised Citigroup for settling the case rather than going through a jury trial. He said the plaintiffs are not out to destroy big banks.
We want them to grow and prosper, increase shareholder value, increase profits, and create jobs in America. And Citigroup has been doing that for a long time, and we want them to continue to do that.
For his part, Citigroup Chief Executive Charles Prince insisted today that the company had done nothing wrong and shouldn't be blamed for WorldCom's accounting fraud. But in a webcast today, Prince said settling the case made sense.
What I have done, I think, is to buy an insurance policy for $1.64 billion after tax against a roll of the dice in front of a jury in a few months on a $54 billion claim.
Prince said Citigroup would also set aside several billion dollars more to pay future claims not covered by the settlement. To UCLA law professor Lynn Lopucky, Citigroup is getting off pretty easy, considering the many thousands of people who lost money in the WorldCom scandal.
This $2.65 billion is only a very small part of the probable actual loss. This comes out to be a pretty inexpensive settlement for Citigroup.
Now that Citigroup has settled, some of the other big banks named in the suit will be under increasing pressure to do the same thing. They include Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, and J.P. Morgan Chase. At least some are considered likely to settle. If they don't, the case is expected to go to trial next January. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.